Mark Cherna will retire from leading Allegheny County's Department of Human Services next month. He's overseen seismic changes since joining the department in 1997. He tells 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarisi that when he arrived, Allegheny County's Child Welfare Agency was in disarray. It had a 40% turnover rate, huge caseloads for social workers, a massive adoption backlog, and deep financial problems. Cherna also says the community despised it for its lack of services and poor quality of care.
So, you know, the one thing I knew is that there's only one place to go but up and coming in here. It was so bad. And what I did when I first came in is I went out to the community almost nonstop and asked folks, you know, what did you think was wrong and what do you think we can do to fix it? And, you know, not tell them what I thought we should do, but ask from the people who are affected by this and go anywhere people would invite me. So I was going everywhere, you know, almost seven nights a week and speaking to everybody. I went and talked to all my staff directly and asked them what they thought was going on. How can we help around this thing? And a very important thing was partnering with Max Baer, who now Supreme Court Justice, who was the administrative judge at the time. And we really partnered because the courts are such an important system. They really control when children are placed and if children go home and all that. So to start partnering on trying to get the caseloads under control, closing cases that have been open for, quote, monitoring, but we never saw them because caseloads were so high. So if a family is fairly stable, we would close it. And they may come back later, but in the meantime, you can concentrate on who really needed interventions. We also look to start expediting the adoptions and get kids out the back door. So Max and I went to Reed Smith, and who was the largest law firm in town at the time, and asked Dan Booker if they would do some pro bono adoptions for us. And not only did he agree to do that, but he agreed to take on, you know, almost a whole piece of it. And, you know, sort of great public-private partnership around that. And that gave a message to other folks that if Reed Smith is willing to work with us, then, you know, maybe they can too. So one of the other things we did right away is put a director's action line in place, a complaint line, which gave people a vehicle to call when they had complaints, when their visits didn't happen, when they couldn't get their caseworker on the phone, and then have, you know, seasoned caseworkers who are not part of a system to give them like a second opinion and make sure things got done.
If you had to only name one thing that you are the most proud of or you sort of see as the measure of your success over the years, what would that one thing be?
You know, one of the key things is that we need to be part of a community. We work for the community. We work for the taxpayers. So they have a right to demand excellence. They have a right to demand customer service and from the best quality you can and to be treated respectfully and all the rest of it. So I think, you know, the one of the things I'm most proud of is that we have that for the most part, people feel like they are getting good service and they are being treated right and that it's a government that works. And that is not that doesn't happen much around the country. Another very important part that I'm very proud of is that we are very much driven by the people we serve in the community. We have tons of community engagement. People are represented in our meetings. They most, you know, often outnumber the professionals, you know, paid professionals. And that really drives a lot of what we do in terms of the values.
So one thing that I know you and I have talked a lot about in recent years and that your department has become, you know, nationally known for is the use of the algorithms in the child welfare process. And how do you see this field continuing to evolve in the coming years?
I think it's really the future and the way to go because, you know, workers being able to get information to help them to do their work, us to drive our planning and identify needs and do the analytic work to help people in a more strategic way. So we've expanded it. It's now people at risk at homeless. We have an analytic tool on that. And we've started Hello Baby, which is, kind of looking at people at birth and trying to do outreach that's not involved in child protection at all, but it's community, to try to give people supports and offer supports before they end up having any needs to get into a formal system, and to helping everybody kind of universally.
Mark Cherna retires next month as director of Allegheny County's Department of Human Services. He spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarisi.